Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Jay, how much does it change the offense when you don't have Alshon, Marquise, and Eddie Royals in and out?
Yeah, it's difficult, especially I think against a defense like this. You know they're going to be a lot of cover two, keep things in front of them even when they're playing single high. So we knew going into this game it was going to kind of be a dink and dunk, and if we get some plays on the outside, get them. But we wanted to run the ball efficiently and try to beat them in the fourth quarter and make some plays.
How hard is that on your mindset as someone who's maybe naturally aggressive if you know you can't be like that?
Yeah, I mean, I've practiced against this defense enough, and you know, you kind of just have to have that going into it, you know. And a play caller has to do a good job of kind of putting those positions, and I think Adam did all day long of not getting greedy at all and just saying, hey, we're going to be methodical and just kind of, if it gets boring, it's boring. But that's how we have to do it.
You get frustrated, the horizontal nature of the pass and not being able to go downfield in that way?
We didn't have a lot of opportunities anyway. Just with coverage-wise, the few times we got man, it was kind of in the game. We're trying to burn out the clock a little bit. So we just weren't getting a lot of opportunities even if we wanted to, be honest with you.
Is there value psychologically to having more wins than you did last year?
I don't know. I mean, it's not a significant amount, I think, that's going to make that big of a difference. And there's so many new guys on this team. You know, there's so much turnover. In a good way. I think Ryan and Fox are doing a great job of bringing the right guys in this locker room. Coaching staff's doing a good job of putting in some position each and every week. We just got to continue to get better.
Jay, what was the sequence that hurt you guys the last couple of weeks in the three-game losses? What was the key to eliminating those and the other mistakes?
We've been preaching on it. We've been harping on it every day at practice. That first quarter, we put ourselves in a few holes. We had a few holdings that kind of hurt us a little bit. But for the most part, it's a pretty clean game. And against a defense like this, that's how you have to play. Second and long and third and long against a Lovie-type defense, it's not going to go very well for you.
Jay, what is the sequence like for you mentally, emotionally? We throw the pick, and then they throw the flag, and it's turned around there. You guys start.
Oh, I came off, and I was like, Adam, I'm not doing another screen until 2016. Like, I'm done with screens. And you got to laugh at that. And then you see the flag, and you don't really know what it's for. Usually – you don't get that break. So to get that turned around, I think we went down and scored after that. I mean, that's a huge break for us.
When you guys are able to run the ball as efficiently as you did today, how much easier does that make life?
I mean, going into it, we knew we were going to have to. We didn't do a lot of play action because, you know, we just didn't have a lot of opportunities with the coverage they were playing. So we knew it was going to be a run the ball, hopefully get 5 yards of carry, maybe burst a few, and then dink and dunk and make some plays on third down. That's what the guys did.
We've made a lot about how much growth you had this year in terms of minimizing your mistakes, but in your mind, have you improved that area as much as anything?
We'll take a look at it at the end of the year. I mean, obviously the numbers are down, so, I mean, there has to be improvement. I don't think it's solely on me, though, with the guys around me, with Adam and Dal. They deserve a lot. They deserve as much credit as I do.
Jay, what do you guys like about having both tailbacks in that I formation, especially the 4 yards, you're able to score a couple different ways on that?
Yeah, just get some more dynamic playmakers back there. Be able to get it to the first guy or the deep guy. We had a play action to Kadeem off of it. So the more dynamic guys you can have on the field, the better. So that's just kind of what we're trying to do.
Jay, what did you think of the offensive line's play after what happened last week?
Played well. McCoy's just really good. We got a few other guys. 54 can fly around. Played a lot of base coverages. Didn't blitz that much. So blocking the front four was paramount for us. I think we kind of wore them down a little bit as the game went with our tempo. And kind of helped our running game.
Did Verona show you a little something in the way you got it out back in?
Yeah, I knew he had that in him. That's nothing new. He's such a tough player. He takes things really personal out there. You know, it's extremely important to him, which is what you want. You want more guys like that in that locker room.
Jay, on the 25-yarder to Mark at the end of the game, there was a third down. You kind of stepped up. What did you see, and were you thinking throw the whole time as you
came climbing? Yeah, I was thinking throw. Well, we were actually working left and didn't like it. They got a lot of depth over there, so I kind of stepped up, and Mark's going down the middle of the field and flash for me, and just put it on him. It's a huge play for us. Guys just being in the right spot.
But were you curious how everybody would react today after the way it went last week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought we had a really good week of practice, but we've had other good weeks of practice and didn't convert to Sunday. So you never know. We got a lot of young guys, got a lot of new guys in and out, and Alshon being out, Eddie being doubtful. You just never know how it's going to go. And I thought the offensive line kind of set the tone. Adam did a good job of play calling for us and just kind of keeping us in rhythm, not letting things get out of control. And defense, I think, stepped up. They played great that second half, forced some turnovers, gave us some short fields, and good team win for us.
Did you get a chance to see some ex-Bears, including Lovey, and how much of that familiarity played against his defense as much as you have helped today?
Yeah, just going against them in practice all the time. You know where the soft spots are. You know how to attack it. And they kind of played, they were true to their colors. They played their defense, we stayed in rhythm, limited our penalties. I mean, we did all the things that typically you have to do against a defense to win football games.